radio station and on the app.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An end in sight for a nearly five-month writer's strike in Hollywood as the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios announced a tentative agreement Sunday night. ABC's Sonia Rincon, though, says it's not the end of the entertainment gridlock.
The resolution to the WGA contract will likely mean the quick return of late-night and daytime talk shows, but without Hollywood's biggest stars until the actors' strike is resolved.
The tentative agreement with the WGA needs to be approved by the union's roughly 11,000 members. House Republican leaders working to wrangle their party and come up with a spending plan before a September 30th deadline that would see another government shutdown. Allies of Speaker Kevin McCarthy have urged hardline Republicans not to shut down the government and compromise on a deal. NASA's first asteroid samples safely returning to Earth Sunday after a seven-year mission. Researchers hope the samples will provide insight about the early days of our solar system. This is ABC News. North Korea's leader lashing out over South Korea's warning at the UN about North Korea's growing military ties with Russia. North Korea's leader calling South Korea's president a, quote, guy with a trash-like brain and a, quote, diplomatic idiot. A black student's hairstyle leading to punishment at school and now a lawsuit.
The family of a Houston-area black high school student has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Texas governor and attorney general over being suspended for his hairstyle. Darryl George has been serving an in-school suspension for a few weeks. School officials say George's dreadlocks are too long under the district's dress code. George's family claims state officials failed to enforce a new state law that bans racial discrimination based on hairstyles. George is a junior at Barbers Hill High School in Mont Bellevue. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Truman Capote story from early in his career set to be published for the first time this week. Another Day in Paradise was written while Capote was living in Sicily in the 1950s. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates.